everyone, and welcome to another session of Academic Research Notes. Today we're looking at sampling in quantitative research. So for a quantitative researcher, wants to know what causes something else. They would like to measure things, and they have a philosophical belief that reality is fixed. So therefore, they can able to, in fact, measure it and be able to understand it. Often, they might wonder about how they could generalize their findings and the ability to be able to repeat and replicate a particular research project or a topic. So the first type of sampling method that we're going to look at today is called simple random sampling. So this is a type of sampling where the researcher will randomly select participants from a population. So what it means is that everyone has an equal chance of being selected. So these type of sampling methods often will help to ensure that the sample that we're using is representative of the general population. So for example, if the topic we're looking at and we want to select sample for is, say, people who use YouTube to obtain research information in a particular city, the first thing that we want to do is we will need to define her population. So who are this population? Of course, the people are, okay, so we want the people who use YouTube in that particular area. And you will now go ahead and create a list of all the people in the city who use YouTube. And that will be the pool of your participants. So you want to be able to have that information. You want to know the people who use YouTube, all of the people who use YouTube in that particular city. Then you will now then go ahead and create a list of all the people in the city who use YouTube as a research resource. Then after that, you can now assign random numbers to each of those people. You can use a random number generator. There are software these days that can help to generate numbers that you can assign to each of those participants. So once you've assigned your number, then you can now go ahead and randomly select the participant until you get the sample size that you need for your own study. So for example, again, remember I said that simple random sampling is about having participants that are representative of the general population. So a good way to think about it is if you have 1,000 people who use YouTube as a resource in a particular city, roughly, you would need to enlist about 100 people for your project so you can have a good representation of your own population, of the general population. The next type of sampling that we're looking at is called systematic sampling. And just as the name itself, it is a systematic way of making sure that the sample chosen again represents the entire population. So if you had 1,000 people who use YouTube as a resource to find research information, what you want to do again first is you would assign each person a number. So you've got 1,000 people. You want to assign them a number from 1 to 1,000. So if you need about 100 people for your research, yeah, then you need to choose every 10th person to be included in your study. So anyone that's sitting in number 10, that's the 10th person. So every 10th person. So anyone that's sitting in number 20th, 30th, 40th, up until you get to 100. So all of those people will be the ones that will be included in your study. So again, that's a systematic way of choosing your sample. Another type of sampling is the stratified sampling methods. So this is a little bit different because often researchers would use this type of sampling if they've got different demographics within a population that they want to capture. So what I mean by that is, for example, if a researcher was examining, say, different age groups, different gender, different race, say we use YouTube as a resource for research information, then an age group would be classified as a stratum, so stratified sampling. So the age group, a component, a demographical component of that population is the age group. So that's a stratum. Gender would be a stratum. Race would be another stratum. So what the researcher does is, they can place each stratum into groups and then begin to select their sample. So at the end of the day, what happens is they have a representation of all the different demographical groups in their study. And at the end as well, it helps to maintain variety in their sampling methods as well. The last type of sampling that I'm going to touch on today is called clustered sampling. And this method of sampling is really good when you have a large population that you're trying to explore. So for example, suppose we were looking at population of people in Australian universities who use YouTube as a resource for research. We can have, five different universities that are randomly chosen. And that would be called five different clusters of universities. So each university would be a cluster. Okay. So what we can now go ahead and do is we can choose to randomly select universities and use all the students in the selected universities, or universities are randomly selected with a sample of students, included into the study. So This today is just a really quick tutorial on the different types of sampling, and I hope it helps to broaden your understanding if you're doing quantitative research and you'll begin to look at your sampling methods. Thank you again for joining me this week.